onewords.com. Now, I'm a punster. You got to know straight off that when I saw that website name, I loved it. Michael is the apprentice to the wizard and an odds maker and somewhat of an expert. Welcome to the program, Michael.
Thanks for having me.
I appreciate it. I know that you said you are the apprentice to the wizard, and looking and doing a little research on your website, I noticed that you say that he's such a mathematician, an actuary, a brainiac, that you're the guy that kind of translates all of that information and makes it palatable to the average better like myself.
Yeah, you could say that. Actually, the wizard does write most of the content himself, but, you know, sometimes he has me try to touch it up and make it, you know, comprehensible by mortals.
Because it can't be as complex as you want to make it.
Well, I tell him one of my pet peeves. Sometimes I'll ask him a, you know, gambling math-related question, and his answer in his email is a formula. And I keep trying to tell him, I said, look, you know, a formula is not an explanation, you know. And he says, well, that's how I think. I said, well, it's not how, you know, the rest of us think, you know.
Well, how does the rest of us think? First, we were just talking a moment ago. We have our local horse meet here at our Sonoma County Fair. I wanted to talk about how good of a bet parimutuel betting is, particularly in the context of what is available to most people in most states. A lot of people have the ability to bet off-site, if not at the track itself, and most states have lotteries. Can you talk about those two and the distinction?
I can't talk very much about parimutuel betting since it's not an area I'm very familiar with. I'm more familiar with casino gambling.
And we're going to get to casino. I've been teasing that, yeah.
I can tell you that sports betting in general is one of the few games where the knowledgeable bettor can have an advantage. And that's because if you analyze the information, you're good at it, then you can have an edge. Of course, that industry thrives on people thinking that they know how to, you know, analyze the data and pick the horses, and of course, the overwhelming majority of people can.
Now, what about in the lottery?
Well, state lotteries are the worst gambling bet that exists that I can think of. The return on a typical lotto ticket is about 50 cents on the dollar, meaning that, you know, for every dollar you spend on average, you get an average of 50 cents back. So it's a very bad bet. I mean, even a Las Vegas slot machine will generally pay back, you know, 93 or 94 cents on the dollar. And, you know, we all know what bad odds slot machines have. I mean, they suck money down hand over fist. So, you know, considering that a slot machine is way better than a lottery ticket, that's just evidence of how bad lotteries are.
And such a very, very minuscule chance of winning in a lottery also. I mean, in the amount of numbers people playing. I know here in California, we return 52% of the money bet back to the bettors.
Yeah.
16% goes to education, but even that is questionable. So let's move on to casino, which is your expertise, and I find that fascinating because when I walk through a casino, and my husband performs in casinos many, many, many weeks a year, so I've kind of gotten over the exuberance about gambling, although I do maybe a little bit. I have been curious, what's going to be the best way, if I'm only going to spend $100, what's my best way to spend it in the casino? And again, I want to give this disclaimer. We're talking about gambling in the context of safe and sane gambling for fun. But go ahead, then. What would be my best thing if I had $100 in a casino? What would I do?
Okay, well, the best thing is to keep it in your pocket and not bet it at all. I mean, honestly, and the wizard will tell you this, too, is that, you know, the wizard's not, you know, is adamant that he doesn't encourage gambling. I mean, the site exists that if you're going to gamble anyway, the wizard's philosophy, and I agree with it, is that you ought to have the best information possible to make the best decisions. But, you know, the only way to guarantee you're not going to lose is to not play. If you do play, of course, you know, you consider that, you know, you should expect to lose because, you know, the odds are against you. And any money you spend, just, you know, consider it entertainment. You know, if you're going to, you know, buy dinner or movies, consider the money you're spending on gambling not as, you know, an investment, of course, but just, you know, the entertainment tax. But you're asking, like, you know, what are the best things to bet on? There actually, you can have a couple of conflicting goals. You might want to make sure your money lasts the longest. You might want to see how little to make sure that you lose the smallest amount of money, or you might want to have the greatest chance of winning. And those things aren't necessarily all the same game. For example, Keno has some of the worst odds in the casino. Your chances of coming out ahead on Keno are very, very bad. You know, it's the worst bet in the casino. But it's played so slowly that if you sat in the casino, in the Keno lounge, and played Keno for, you know, a dollar a ticket, where it takes several minutes to tell, for them to tell you whether you won or lost, you know, over an hour, you're not going to lose very much money. So if you played Keno, you would satisfy your desire to not lose very much money, but you had a very, very small chance of winning. one of the games that gives you the maybe the best balance is blackjack. The house edge on blackjack is, on most blackjack games, is 0.5%. The house edge is basically the casino's average profit per bet.
Is there a difference, Michael, if you're using a shoe or a single deck with those odds?
Generally not. The main thing you want to avoid is the new games that pay 6-5 on blackjack. So blackjack, of course, being a 10 value card and an ace. And in traditional blackjack games, you get 1.5 times your bet. So if you'd bet $10 and you get a blackjack, then you win 15. Well, with a 6-5 payout, then you don't get 15. You get, what would that be, 12? So it's a worse bet. It's not a traditional blackjack game. Of course, the casinos are putting them in because, you know, with the odds more in their favor, they can make more money on it, and the casinos are always looking for more ways to make money, and tourists will play that game not realizing it's not traditional blackjack. So
how is it marked on the table so we know it's a 6-5 game?
It'll say right on the, there'll be a card on the table, or it'll be printed on the felt that it'll say, blackjacks pay 6-5, otherwise it'll say blackjacks pay 3-2, which is what they should pay. But you're asking if there's a difference between a shoe game and a single deck. Mm-hmm. Generally not. The difference is negligible as long as you're not talking about 6-5.
Well, unless you're Rain Man, and then it really doesn't matter. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. It doesn't really matter whether you're playing a single deck or six deck. What really does matter is knowing the proper strategy. I said that the house edge is 0.5%. Well, that's if you play perfectly. And you can play perfectly by taking like an hour or two to memorize the strategy table, and we have it available for free at wizardofodds.com. You can also amazingly buy it for $1.50 in the gift shop at every casino I've ever seen sells that strategy card. And you don't have any fear for selling it because most people will not take the time to learn the proper strategy. And if you don't learn the proper strategy and you're just guessing, then, you know, the house edge is about 6 times higher.
Oh, man. Michael Blue, Jay, the apprentice to the Wizard of Odds, www.wizardofodds.com. We're going to continue and talk about other bets in the casino. I am Marcy Smothers. This is News Talk 1350 KSRO. Good morning and welcome back to the program. I am Marcy Smothers. This is News Talk 1350 KSRO. We're going to continue with my guest, Michael Blue Jay, the apprentice to the Wizard of Odds, www.wizardofodds.com. Again, I remind you that we're talking and gambling in the context of having some fun and being quite sane with it. Fred, I stand corrected. When I was talking about parimutuel betting in the beginning of the program with Dirk, being a decent bet, what I was trying to do was draw the distinction between parimutuel betting at the horse track for the average person and the state lottery. And in that case, there's no question, Wizard of Odds agree, the apprentice does, that the lottery is the worst bet in the world. However, during the break, Michael and I were chatting, and he said that parimutuel betting is worse than any sports bet. So I stand corrected. Thank you for that, Michael. I appreciate that.
And any other sports bet, like if you're going to bet on baseball or football, I mean, generally the casinos will take about, I think it's like 5 or 10%. Generally, I think 10%
for the vig,
yeah.
Versus what they would take, the typical 20%.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for that correction, and thank you, Fred, for bringing that to my attention. I still think we should go out to the races and have fun. I know I am. But let's go back to casino gambling, which is your area of expertise. We left off talking about blackjack, as if you're educated, take the time to learn. It's some of the best odds in the casino. What else can the average person do?
Well, a lot of people understandably don't want to, spend a couple of hours learning the strategy, although I think they should. And in fact, of all the times I've played blackjack, I've almost never seen anyone playing the proper strategy. In fact, most dealers don't even know the proper strategy. So, obviously people are not necessarily into doing that. If they did, they would be, if you did that, you would be in the, fraction of 1% of people know the proper blackjack strategy. So in 2 hours, you could be one of the best blackjack players in the world. But if you don't want to learn the strategy, then a couple of other easy games are craps and baccarat. With craps, it's confusing because there's so many bets, but if you just make one bet, if you just make the pass line bet, and you avoid all the sucker bets, then you can get very good odds. Not quite as good as blackjack, but almost.
You don't have to have training for that. You just put your money on that line. Right?
Yeah, just go up to the craps and put your money on the pass line, and, it doesn't take any study or any preparation or having, to learn anything complicated. With baccarat, if you make just one bet, bet on the banker, you'll get the best odds. Even if you bet on player, the odds are not quite so bad as long as you avoid the tie bet. So, baccarat is an easy game because there's only three choices, and as long as you avoid the tie bet, then, you're doing okay.
And you get champagne when you play baccarat.
Yeah. But you get free drinks when you play any casino game.
Right, but better drinks in the baccarat lounge. But do you have to, when you play baccarat, does it move pretty quickly? Because your theory is, if you want to make, you know, just have some fun with a small amount of money, baccarat might not be it, because it moves pretty quickly, doesn't it?
It doesn't move any faster than any other table games. In the casino, you know, where there are blackjack tables and craps tables, there are what they call actually mini baccarat tables. And those play about as fast as, you know, as blackjack or the other card games. The separate baccarat rooms, you know, those are more expensive. The table limits are higher. And those are played very, very slowly. The players are very superstitious, and it's more like a James Bond movie where everything's moving in slow motion. So that kind of... you know, that reduces losses, I guess, but, you know, that kind of compensates for the fact that you have to bet a lot more. Yeah.
Okay, so what about roulette? I always thought when you're saying pass line and banker, wouldn't red on roulette be the same theory?
Well, no. I mean, roulette, the math on roulette is probably the simplest of any casino game. Even I can almost understand it. You know, when you're betting on red, there are 18 chances that you're going to get red, because there are 18 red slots and there are 18 black slots. But it's not 50-50, because there are also two green slots. So you have an 18 out of 38 chance of winning. And, you know, those aren't nearly as good odds as you get in the other games we talked about. Earlier I was talking about what your strategy might be. Your expected loss, how much you'll probably lose from playing, is actually going to be similar with roulette versus, you know, blackjack or craps. But it's not, even though roulette has worse odds, and the reason is that roulette is played a lot slower. You know, you maybe get, you know, 30 or 40 spins an hour versus, you know, 100 hands of blackjack an hour. So even though you may lose the same amount of money, though, your chances of walking away a winner at roulette are much, much less than they are at a game with a small house edge like craps, baccarat, or blackjack.
You know, when you're in the hotel and you turn on the hotel channel, they always are offering you lessons to play these games, and I thought that was just for dummies, but you're saying that, hey, take advantage of those lessons and learn them.
Well, yes, but I might steer you clear of the ones that you see on the hotel channel. Those are some of the worst things I've seen are on those hotel channels, and they're boring too. You know, like I said, if you want to learn the strategy for blackjack, the $1.50 strategy card that you can get in the gift shop of every casino hotel I've ever been in, you know, I always check to see if anyone doesn't have it, and I haven't failed yet. They've always got it, and we've also got it free on the website at wizardofodds.com. I don't even remember what your question was, because I just started talking.
Yeah, no. You kind of answered it. I mean, I was just kind of questioning. Now, what about this? You said to me, the easier the game, the worse the odds.
Oh, yeah. That's something I got from the Wizard, and I hadn't really thought about that, but it's true. I mean, generally, the easier the game is to play, the worse the odds are. You know, if you'll take the time to learn how to play the game properly, then that's where you can get the best bets. Blackjack is the best example, because it's the one that has the... you know, that takes the longest to learn, but it has the best odds in the casino. And on the flip side of that is, like, let's say slot machines. Slot machines are extremely easy to play, and they're one of the worst bets in the casino. Not just
Can we go back to slots? We have to take a break.
Sure.
I do want to talk slots and poker with you.
Sure.
Michael Bluejay, the apprentice from thewizardofodds.com. I am Marcy Smothers. We'll be right back after this on News Talk 1350 KSRO. Welcome back. I am Marcy Smothers with my guest, Michael Bluejay from WizardofOdds.com. You heard the money dropping there in our bumper music. Let's talk slots. Is some of the worst odds, Michael?
Yeah, it is. But, you know, actually, first, I just wanted to thank you for getting my name right. Usually on radio shows, like, you know, they call me Michael J. Bird or Mike, which I never go by, or something like that. So.
Oh, you're welcome.
Yeah.
Thank you.
But you're asking about slots. Yeah, slots are, you know, one of the worst bets in the casino, and it's not just because the odds are bad, but the sheer speed at which they're played. I mean, a fast slot player can play 700 or 800, you know, spins an hour, you know, and that pales in comparison to blackjack, where you're playing, you know, 60 to 100, you know, hands an hour. So, you know,
I've always heard, though, if you're going to play slots, and that might fall into your category of people that have a certain amount of money and they can go slowly and milk it, but I had heard that if you want to increase your odds in slots, that you should be playing the dollar slots.
Well, that is true. But there again, there's that trade-off that I was talking about earlier. If you play dollar slots versus quarter slots, you will have greater chance of winning, because, you know, the machines are programmed that to I'm trying to think of how to say this without perpetuating a myth, because people think they're fixed and everything. The slot machines operate completely randomly, but they're based on mathematical principles. So a dollar slot will typically, the house edge on that is typically 4 or 5%. That's the casino's profit per bet on average, and it's a couple percent higher on a quarter machine or a nickel machine. So yeah, you get better odds on a dollar slot, but if you play dollar slots versus quarter slots for a few hours, you're going to lose more money, just because even though the odds are better, you're betting more money.
And there's no truth to divining which slot machine works, right?
No, there's not. So, you know, it depends on what your goal is. If your goal is to increase your chances of winning, you want to play dollar slots. If your goal is to minimize your losses, you want to play quarters or nickels.
Oh, very cool. What about poker? That's the rage. We talked about blackjack. What about poker?
That's another good example of the harder the game is to play, the better the odds. Poker is unique because you're not. It's one of the few games where you can have an edge, where you can consistently come out a winner if you're good enough at it. And the reason for that is that you're not playing against the casino. So you're playing against the other players. The casino makes its money by taking a small commission from each player called a rake. So because of that, you know, the odds don't have to be against you, because the casino makes its money by taking, you know, the rent from the table. But poker is a very hard game to learn how to play well. It is all the rage right now, but if you learn how to play poker well, obviously there's a lot of money to be had. I mean, it's all over the cable TV programs right now.
And what about the idea about how much you bet? You know, I mean, in like blackjack again, isn't there some art to when you double your bet, when you keep it to the minimum bet and all that?
Only if you're counting cards. If you're not counting cards, the wizard likes to say that all betting systems are the same, they're all equally worthless. And that would have to be the case. I mean, because if you consider like roulette, I mean, the gambler's fallacy is that you can divine trends. For example, if red comes up 10 times in a row on roulette, a lot of people think, well, black has to be, you know, more likely the next spin because, red has come up so much. But actually, it's not more likely. Black is just as likely to come up as red on the very next spin. It's just like flipping a coin. If you get 10 heads in a row, tails is not suddenly more likely on the next flip. It's 50-50 chance for heads versus tails. And if the universe were otherwise, all you'd have to do is go to a casino, sit there, wait for 10 reds, and then put everything on black. But it doesn't work that way. You know, if the universe did work that way, then casinos couldn't exist. But because the universe is completely random, the casinos have no fear of anyone using any betting system, because betting systems are, like the wizard says, all equally worthless.
But the numbers don't lie, right? There's math to it, and that's the point of the Wizard of Oz website.
Yes,
there's
exactly.
There's math and wit to it all. Thank you so much. My guest
sure.
has been Michael Blue, JW, Wizardofoz.com. Thank you, Michael.
Sure.
I appreciate that.